From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four American soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. On NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said they support an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain to find out details of the attack. McCain also wants to know the scope of the U.S. campaign against the Islamic State in Niger. Both Graham and Schumer said they had been unaware of the substantial number of the U.S. troops in Niger. Graham said, "I didn't know there were 1,000 troops there. This is an endless war without boundaries and no limitation on time and geography." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about Saudi Arabia and Iraq on Sunday.
Tillerson stressed a key focus of his visit was the first meeting of the Joint Saudi-Iraqi Council, which was important for stability in the region. Tillerson added a new Saudi-Iraqi Joint Council will be important in rebuilding the country and winning the peace now that Islamic State is on the verge of being defeated. Tillerson stressed that Iraq's Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds will benefit from the restoration of relations with other regional countries like Saudi Arabia, and they must work out their internal differences within the framework of Iraq's constitution. Earlier, Saudi King Salman and visiting Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi launched the Coordination Council's first meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News.